A decision will be made today about whether it's safe to go back to New Zealand's White Island to attempt to recover the bodies of 8 people who are presumed dead. The official death toll from the volcanic eruption has risen to 6 after one of those rescued on Monday afternoon died in an Auckland hospital. Reporter Norman Hammond is in Whakatane. Norm, is it now safe for a recovery operation to begin to try to retrieve the bodies of those remaining on the island?
There's really no certain word on that yet, Kim. Just heard from the New Zealand police minister who said they're assessing the situation. It's interesting, a geological monitoring agency here in New Zealand has the volcano activity on the island at level 3. So they're still being very cautious. Obviously, there's a huge concern from being in that area from things like steam, gases, and ash. I think many people will have seen a picture of a helicopter that had to be abandoned on Monday on the island. It's basically totally destroyed from ash and from heat plumes. So there's, it's a very unstable area. And of course, they're not able to say precisely whether they think there'll be more eruptions or not. So for now, they are waiting to see when that area will stabilize and they can get on the island.
Well, let's hear from New Zealand's police minister, Stuart Nash.
Well, there's actually, at this stage, my understanding, a thick, wet, acidic ash on the ground there. GNS say that there is a 50% chance of another volcanic eruption. So it is a very unstable environment over there at this point in time. It would be madness for us to send men and women across to White Island in a situation that was not safe for them.
New Zealand's Police Minister Stuart Nash. So, Norm, is the weather also a little bit of a concern?
Yes, yesterday, it's a clear day here, but there are winds. We're talking about 50 kilometres out to sea from where I am in Whakatane, so there were high winds yesterday. That sort of complicated some of the efforts. I know the Navy, the Royal New Zealand Navy, was attempting to launch drones to get more surveillance of the ground on the island there, and they were unable to do that at one point yesterday afternoon simply because of high winds.
We know that the vast majority of those who are injured and in hospital have burns to more than 30% of their bodies. New Zealand's burns units must be stretched to capacity.
They are. There was some word yesterday from the spokesperson for the Ministry of Health basically saying that essentially the specialist burn units in the country are at capacity. Most of those victims are in different locations, up to 4 different locations around New Zealand, in Hamilton and in Auckland. So they really can't handle any more burn patients because it is a very specialized type of treatment. As you mentioned, because so many of the victims were badly burned and have so much of their body covered by severe burns, there have been more than one, I guess, note of caution that some of those who are in very critical condition may well not survive. And in fact, late yesterday, we received that there was a 6 fatality. Somebody in hospital did pass away. So that's obviously a situation there monitoring carefully.
Norm, New Zealand police yesterday started talking about a criminal investigation. Then they stepped back from that. What's going on?
Look, that was interesting. As I said, their police minister was just on Radio New Zealand this morning and was asked about that. He's chalking it up to, at the press conferences yesterday, a bit of a misinterpretation of what the police were saying. They did, of course, initially announce that it would be a criminal investigation that worked in parallel with a workplace investigation, because, of course, you had a tour company taking people out to this private island. But interestingly, by late yesterday afternoon, they had been moving to sort of say, look, that had been misinterpreted. We're not assessing criminal fault at the moment. We're just having our preliminary investigation. And I have to say, Kim, as I was heading down here from Auckland yesterday, I was listening to a lot of Drive Time Radio, and this was being discussed passionately by people who were calling in. A lot of people were of the opinion that it was simply too early to be going down that path. And there were people who were sort of saying, look, this is a tragedy. It's a terrible event, but this is just one of those things that happened. And it was probably too early to be going down that path of criminal responsibility.
Reporter Norman Hammond.